We start off with a little bit of a wine tasting out front, and then we come back and we sample two or three different dishes, and I talk to you about the philosophy and the science that creates the spectacular food known at the Irregardless Cafe.
To Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, how are you? It's been 30 days. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. Through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because it's the busy time of year. And for the next, 30, 40 days, a lot of things may be popping up on that schedule. So keep it up. And if you want to be more participant in listening through my website, just click that speaker box that you're listening to, and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And then you can sign on using a Facebook address and be part of our live chat. And of course, it is Thanksgiving Eve. We love the chat. We do all that stuff. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because that's how we broadcast. We do it live, all mistakes and all. You can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. And because we've been away for a little bit, I want to bring you guys up to speed with what's been going on. Of course, with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's the
when.
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
It is, of course, November. It is November 27th, which is the, and this is where I always do the show. I've started my shows on Wednesday, and they've always been on Wednesday. And ever since the first year, I would do a show broadcasting on Thanksgiving Eve, essentially, where most people are at bars, drinking, having a good time. I said, fuck it. Why don't you stay home and listen to me live? But before I get into that, the last show we did, it was Halloween, which was so much fun. And I said I was going to be very busy, which I have been. I've been very busy. Bunch of corporate gigs. I've done a bunch of stuff during the day, a couple stand-up gigs, the weekend at the Kowloon. And then I was up in Canada. I was in Kingston, Ontario, and then Ottawa, Ontario, for the past 2 weeks. In Kingston, I did four shows, but in Ottawa, I did 17. So I did 21 shows in 2 weeks, which that's a lot. That's a lot for anybody. And it was so much fun. The audiences were absolutely phenomenal. The people are great. The club is great. Now I came back yesterday. I was home all day today. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I have Friday off. And then Saturday, we start a Salem Charlie's Christmas Carol. It is going to be insane. They added more shows during the week. And I got to tell you this, a lot of shows, usually the tickets are completely sold out by now, but there are still, I think, like four or five trolleys that have anywhere between 10 to 25 seats. If you've never seen it, this is your chance. Just check out my schedule. My schedule's listed, and it shows all the shows I'm doing. So you can see me as your Scrooge. And I mean, we've got a whole cast, so you can see them too. But if you want to specifically see me in the role, then that's how you do it. And other things are busy. I'm still planning the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. That's my theme music. Yes, things are going to change a little bit up this year. We always like to have it at different venues, but this year I think what we're going to do is we may really concentrate on one venue. And Deacon Giles Distillery has always been an amazing venue. And I think that's going to be our main base location this year. Plus, we're still working out some things at the East Regiment Brewery. But I think those are going to be our locations this year. And I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. I have gotten over 100 submissions for comics, not only all over the country, but Canada and Kenya. And I thought it was, oh, my God, a prince needs $10,000 so I can get a million. But no, they're comedians. And I was like, that it's going to be something special. So just keep looking at their website for that. And if you want tickets, eventually they're going to go on sale. They should go on sale by, I think, the 15th of December, hopefully by the 5th of December, once I have everything wrapped up. And you can go to Salem Comedy. What is that? I don't even know the website. Find out the website. It's SalemComedyFestival.com. I don't even know. I should do more promotion. Dumb. Anyway, but it's going to be super fantastic, super terrific, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun. So not just that we got going on, but I got a couple other things. I was in Canada, and on the way up, I heard some of what's going on down here, and now I'm back, and I got to bring you up to speed with the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
Okay. All right. Driving up to Canada, I listened to some of the impeachment hearings, and here's the thing. Everybody knows. He is morally reprehensible. There's no doubt. No doubt. But I gotta say, a lot of the testimony is, I heard them say that they heard somebody say that they overheard something. And it's not just that conversation. Almost every conversation, it's all opinion. There are no facts. There's no direct testimony. It's all opinions on what they heard and what they appear to have heard. And again, I am not a fucking... It's not like I'm wearing a MAGA hat now. Trust me. But I will say this. If you're going to impeach the most powerful office in the country, you should have at least a fucking shred, an eyewitness account, a dossier, emails. Maybe you get some against me. Find it. You're not going to find it. You get it. I mean, because now even the popularity, or they're polling it and they're changing what accusations they're making of it. And the thing is true. If you're going to impeach the president, you need to tell him what he's being impeached of. You can't just keep changing. Oh, and speaking of that, I should play it. Should I play it? I don't know if I have it. I should. Anyway, I was going to play impeach the president. But anyway, I'll figure out. But here's the thing. I will say this. We're going to have to listen to this for a while longer. And I will recommend you do one of two things. One, keep your opinion to yourself when it comes to this. And two, especially tomorrow, which I wouldn't bring any of it up. Nothing. And don't anything politically inspiring or politically infuriating or of course, every once in a while, I'm just going to go, I'm sorry. Could you pass the please? Please. Thank you. I would like some more peas. I love peas. Can I squeeze the peas? Nancy Pelosi looks like Skeletor saying, I'll get you, He-Man. She does. Well, she said there's criminal acts, and there is no criminal acts. There's accusations of criminal acts. And the thing is, if he's guilty, which if he is, fuck it, yeah. But give me something I can actually see. I don't want to hear all this hearsay. Literally, if I was a lawyer, and I'm not a lawyer, but I've seen enough lawyer shows. I'm in the car going, objection, conclusive, objective, hearsay,
Objective? I mean, come on, guys. Let's get him. If you're going to get him, get him. Yeah. If you're going to get him, just get him. All right. That's enough of that. And because tomorrow, well, not tomorrow, but because it is Thanksgiving. It's tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And, of course, Black Friday is next. And everybody goes shopping for Black Friday. Well, they don't shop for Black Friday. They go shopping on Black Friday. But I would love...
Boys and girls, this song is all about Thanksgiving.
What?
But this? Get ready, because later on, we're going to show our thankfulness by dancing.
Oh, are we?
If you're a boy, if you're a boy, sail on the Mayflower.
Okay. You
if you're a girl,
you can't ask if he's a boy or girl
if
anymore.
If you're a girl, play Plymouth Rock.
Fight, and don't tell people what to do either.
If you're a boy, if you're a boy, help pilgrims hunt for food.
Well, that doesn't even rhyme.
If you're a girl, if you're a girl, help pilgrims plant corn.
What? What is
if you are thankful, dance around.
It sounds like the girl's doing more work than the guy, really. This song's a little sexist.
Dance, dance around and stop.
Thank you. Stop.
If you're a boy,
Okay.
If you're a boy, set the table.
Okay. That's good.
If you're a girl, if you're a girl, carve the turkey.
Oh, they've reversed the roles. Very nice.
If
I like that.
If you're a boy, if you're a boy, eat some turkey and mashed potatoes.
Okay, fuck it. Wait a minute. I can't do it anymore. Hold on. Wait a minute. Did he just say what I think he said? Did he say potatoes? Oh, no.
But look at here.
Look at here.
Look.
What are we going to have tomorrow?
Look.
What? What are we going to eat?
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
Fucking love that song. Oh, by the way, I find the other one too. By the way, I did fucking beans, but of course we wouldn't be Thanksgiving without this.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
No, we can't play a Thanksgiving song. Here's what I will do, because it of course Thanksgiving. And then, of course, the next day is Black Friday. And if Black Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year, which everybody wants you to go, and they want you to buy toys and things and spend money. And, of course, if you're going to buy toys, I will tell you this. Here's some things. They did a list of what to buy this year. Apple products, gaming system bundles, electronics like TVs, smartphones, video games, CDs, DVDs, home appliances, travel deals. Which is always good. I mean, these are the things that they're actually pushing this year. Nothing in particular. Like, there's no big selling item, I think, this year, because a lot of stuff is electronics. What to skip? What to not buy? They say toys, Christmas decorations, bedding, outdoor essentials, winter clothing, and mail-in rebates. I don't know how you're going to do mail-in rebates. I don't know how that's going to work, but that's what they tell you not to buy. But, of course, if you are going to buy toys, you have to watch out, because the watch list is out again. That's the world against toys causing harm.
A toy? As I suspected, I hate toys.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
I did not play with toys.
Okay. I almost forgot about that every year. I forget about that every year. So this is the watch. That's the World Against Toys Causing Harm. The 2019 nominees for the 10 worst toys. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the link into the chat in case you guys want to follow along with me. Because it's bizarro. Let's say paste. There we go. Paste. Yeah, and just copy and paste that. It's under toysafety.org, and then you can see all that stuff. Here's the first one. And believe me, this is scary. You think Jigsaw's conversations are scary? These are scary. Number one, Nerf Ultra One. The price is $49.99. Warnings? Caution! Do not aim at eyes or face. To avoid injury, use only the official Nerf darts. And they have other cautions and warnings. The manufacturer of this dart blaster boasts that the ammunition fires up to 120 feet with powerful speed, quote-unquote, making this the, quote-unquote, farthest flying Nerf dart ever, end quote. These darts provided can shoot enough force to potentially cause eye injuries. I've known at least one realtor who sells this motorized toy alongside with the Nerf battle goggles, a quote-unquote toy, which does not provide protection. Number two, Spike, the fine motor hedgehog, price $17.99. Warnings? None. What kind of monsters are you? This, quote, hedgehog sold for the oral, or I hate saying this, it's so uncomfortable, the oral age children as young as 18 months old, comes with 12 removable rigid plastic quills measuring approximately 3.5 inches long. These quills could potentially be mouthed and occlude a child's airway. Number three, the Bunchum's Bunchkin Built. That hurts my tongue to say it. The Bunchum's Bunchin Build, price $16.58. Warnings, caution, keep away from hair. May become entangled. Keep away from pets. Warning, choking hazard. Small parts not intended for children under 3 years old. And other warnings in the package. Bunchums are multicolored activity balls that are meant to stick together when children engage in building activities. There have been a report of the plastic connective toys becoming ensnared. Like, fucking ensnared? You mean tangled? In a child's hair. The manufacturer itself provides numerous warnings related to this hazard, including a large, bright orange box insert that says, insert stating that in part, caution, keep away from hair. During play, tie hair back to avoid entanglements and keep away from pets. Number four, the Yeti. Price $21.24. Warnings, none. This soft, ape-like Yeti creature is sold for oral-age children. The cuddle toy, in quotes, has long fiber-like hair that may not be adequately rooted, such that pulling with a minimum effort could lead to removal. Once separated from the toy, the hair presents the potential for ingestion or aspiration injuries. This hazard is not referenced anywhere on the product or product tags. Monsters. Number five. This, I don't even know why should be a toy. Nickelodeon Frozen Treats Slime. Yeah, I said that right. Nickelodeon Frozen Treats Slime. Price $9.99. Warnings. Here's the warning. Warning. This set contains chemicals that may be harmful if misused. Read carton or individual containers carefully. Not to be used by children except under adult supervision. Not real food. Do not eat. It's on the package. And other cautions, warnings, and inside the box. Nickelodeon's colorful slime is offered to children with the appearance of some of their favorite frozen treats, including mint chocolate chip, berry smoothie, and soft serve. At the same time, the manufacturer issues a warning regarding harmful chemicals while advertising not real food, do not eat. Why do you make it look like food if it's not supposed to be eaten?
I don't know, because fucking Play-Doh was amazingly smelled great, but we still didn't eat it. I don't know what the fucking deal is, man. We just never ate it, dipshits. Number six, which I don't get this one at all. Anstoy electronic toy gun price is $59.99. Warning. Instructions include when playing, please wear goggles. Do not shoot people or animals at close range. Do not shoot fragile targets. Theoretically, if you shoot anything, it's going to go ow, so it's pretty fucking fragile. Is that the one I'm thinking of? I'm looking at the picture now. Let me look at the picture. There's the slime. Now, here's the thing. If you see a picture of this fucking toy, and it looks like a real fucking gun. Here it is. Given the numerous reported tragedies resulting from outfitting children with realistic toy weapons, there is simply no excuse for marketing toys such as this submachine gun. Existing regulations address the hazards are inadequate. Detailed replicas are mistaken for lethal weaponry and have resulted in numerous deaths over the years and should never be sold as toys. This thing looks like a fucking... It looks like a real gun. Like, fucking really real. Like, I would use it in a movie real. Yeah. Okay, that one you got me. All right, watch. That's fine. But this next one, this one's more evil than the gun. Number seven, die-cast school bus. $14.99 for a fucking die-cast school bus. Warning, choking hazard, small parts, not for children under three. These miniature yellow school buses are sold with a choking hazard warning on a removable stick-on label. You bastards. The firm rubber tires mounted on plastic wheels can be removed, presenting the potential for serious choking injury for oral age children. Number eight, the Pogo Trick Board. It's essentially a board with a balloon in the middle of it, guys. $29.99. Warning, be safe. Always wear a helmet and other protective gear, and other instructions and cautions are on the only on the package. Only on the package. Children using this quote, I love when they do the quotes, this quote, Pogo Trick Board, end quote, with quote, high bounce ball, end quote, are provided, quote, dual handles for tricking out, end quote. Why don't you just make it all bold lettering, you dicks? Despite the manufacturer's warning to wear a helmet and other, quote, protective gear, end quote, only two of the three children shown in the package are wearing helmets. Ah! None are using other protective, like they're not wearing elbow pads or anything. It's anarchy. If you see it, it's a fucking board. And once again, the Power Rangers have a problem. Number nine, Power Rangers Electronic Cheetah Claw, $19.99. By the way, the $19.99, it's the same price as, wasn't there another one, $19.99? I thought there was. No, it's $29. I'm thinking it's $10 less than the Pogo board. Warning. Caution. Do not hit or swing at people or animals. Use away from breakable objects. The Power Rangers Beast Morpher claws are made from rigid plastic. Five-year-olds are encouraged to use the strength of the cheetah claw to take on enemies. Everything I just read to is in quotes. It's like quotes and then new quotes. The manufacturer simultaneously advises children not to hit or swing at people. It's a fucking cheetah claw. Anyway, and number 10. You thought all of these were bad. You thought the gun was bad. You thought the die-cast bus was bad. You thought the Nickelodeon slime was bad. And the Bunchums that stick in your hair? And Spike the Hedgehog with the Yeti that come with no warnings whatsoever? Number 10. The Vega Pull Along Caterpillar for $20.54. How much is your child's life worth, you sons of bitches? No warnings at all. Despite
the industry's standard requiring strings on playpens and crib toys to be less than 12 inches in length, manufacturers are still permitted to market, quote, pull toys, end quote, such as the, quote, pull along caterpillar, end quote, with a cord measuring approximately 24 inches. No warnings are provided.
That should have been shorter, I guess. I don't know. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take our first and only break? And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on. This is a little bit of a longer break, but it's going to be completely worth it. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. Me, Mark Scalia. I'll be right back.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge. And if you're visiting Salem this holiday season, then come see me and Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol on the Salem Trolley. Just go to salemtrolley.com, click the special tours link, and buy the tickets. There are still plenty of shows, so I'll get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the tickets and not show up, because less bodies, more money. So until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you all a humbug.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
To most Americans, the Pilgrims of Plymouth, Massachusetts are the iconic inspiration for today's Thanksgiving feast.
Like I say, Pilgrim, you can eat here till you get back on your feet.
After the winter of 1620 killed almost half of their people, the colonists formed a relationship with the neighboring Wampanoag tribe.
The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe hopes to break ground on a resort casino in Taunton next spring.
The colonists and Wampanoags dined on roast goose, along with corn, codfish, and lobster. In 1777, the Continental Congress decreed that all 13 of America's colonies celebrate a national day of Thanksgiving that year in celebration of their victory over the British at Saratoga. By the 20th century, Thanksgiving was a welcome day of leisure from a 6-day work week. In the 1920s, the National Football League was formed. In an effort to boost attendance, the fledgling Detroit Lions devised the concept of a Thanksgiving Day game.
Makes for a great Thanksgiving, so very thankful. Hi to everyone at home. This is what it's all about. Good Thanksgiving turkey.
And department stores quickly saw their value as a kickoff to the Christmas shopping season. With modern life moving faster than ever, Thanksgiving gives us a day to take a collective breath and remember just how much we have to be thankful for.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
And now the case of the Turkey Tremors, starring Sam Stone.
It was a cold November night, and I remember it. It was cold. It was November. And I was in my office, cleaning up some case files, like I always do. And there was a knock on the door. going through some case files.
Well, if there's anyone that could handle a case, it would be you, Sam.
I appreciate that, Dollface. So what are you doing here so late at night?
Oh, I just forgot my nail file and my purse and my coat. So I just came back up and I saw the light on and there you were.
Yeah, here I am, doing the case files, just like always.
You're such a hardworking man, Sam. There's not many men like you around. But I hope you're not going to work through this holiday.
It's just another day. It's another day and another night. Another night and another day.
Well, if there's anyone that knows about nights and days and days and nights, it would be you, Sam. What are you doing for the holidays?
Nothing. No plans. And what about you, Dollface? You must have something special planned for the big Thanksgiving night.
My sister's coming in from out of town.
Your sister? I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah, my sister Dolores. She's a divorcee from Detroit.
And what are your plans, sweetheart?
Oh, we're going to go have dinner at the diner.
You, Dolores from Detroit, the divorcee, going to have dinner at the diner. Sounds good.
Gosh darn it, Sam. I'm tired of all this pussyfooting around. Pardon my language.
What are you going on for, Dollface?
I'm crazy about you, Sam. I've been holding it in, but I can't take it anymore. You're the one I want to share giblets with.
You don't want to get mixed up with me. I'm no good for you. I'm like a bad penny. I turn up all the time, but it's not good. It's not good for anybody. Not good for you. Not good for nothing.
Oh, Sam, that's just not true.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry to interrupt. I spent all day doing the rest of this so you could finally hear it. And then what happens is I get this. It's another interruption on my computer. So, guys, let's go right to the interruption, I guess.
Three reasons turkey eats could be a major global headache for the next U.S. president. The biggest, turkey is the main gateway for ISIS fighters trying to go to and come from neighboring Syria. To stop the flow of militants, the U.S. needs Turkey's support. Turkey is a key member of the NATO military alliance, but in July, a faction of the Turkish military tried and failed to overthrow the government. The Turks are demanding that the U.S. hand over an exiled cleric living in Pennsylvania, who they accuse of organizing the coup. And the U.S.-Turkish strategic alliance is now at risk.
The U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated support for Turkey as a strategic partner and NATO ally. Trump made the remarks during a phone call with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday. The U.S. President also spoke about the shared commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms. Meanwhile, the White House said in a statement, Trump welcomed Turkey's contributions to the fight against ISIL. Erdogan's office echoed Washington, saying Turkey and the United States were friends and allies.
What do you do with Turkey? I know they're a NATO ally. Are they a reliable partner?
Well, I've gotten to know Turkey very well, and they're amazing people. They're incredible people. They have a strong leader.
Last night, the U.S. ambassador to Turkey was explaining the justification for this decision, saying it wasn't one that the U.S. took lightly, and in fact, the U.S. was saddened by it, and also laying out the conditions for rescinding it, which is essentially that Turkey guarantee the security of U.S. Diplomatic personnel and not arrest them, basically.
Of course, one of the big topics was also the new U.S.-American president, Donald Trump, and how to deal with him and how the world has changed ever since he is in office. And of course, he had a very distant opinion about that because he has met him already. So take a listen of what he said about like how the world has changed with him and how to deal with him.
There are fundamental differences between us and the American president. On the one hand, we need to cooperate. In the fight against ISIS in Syria and Iraq, for example, we need America there.
So, of course, that answer was quite outspoken already. He offered a new version of himself, perhaps better than expected, but not good enough.
We have the greatest negotiators in the world. Anywhere in the world, we're the greatest negotiators, but we don't use it. We use political hacks. So with Germany, with Japan, with Saudi Arabia, which has nothing but money. Turkey? Please mention Turkey. Okay. I think he's friend. Are you friend or foe? Huh? I think he's friend. But I will tell you, and Turkey, by the way, should be fighting ISIS. And they could wipe ISIS out by themselves. I would love to see that. How would we love to see that?
In less than an hour, you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. We will be united in our common interest. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day? The day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington.
Now I got him attacking the kid. You're attacking the kid right now. I'm shooting him.
U.S. Turkey relations expected to start in just a moment here.
It is a great pleasure to welcome President Erdogan for his first visit to the White House in years. Today we face a new enemy in the fight against terrorism, and again we seek to face this threat together. Military equipment was ordered by Turkey, and we've made sure that it gets there quickly. Mr. President, thank you for visiting our country and joining us today at the White House. It is a great honor to have you with us. Thank you.
I would like to take this August opportunity to thank President Trump and his team for the generous hospitality they have shown us upon arrival, not only to my personal self, but to the entire members of my delegation on behalf of the entire Turkish nation. Thank you, Mr. President. And once again, in your presence, I would like to congratulate President Trump for the legendary triumph that he has garnered in the aftermath of the elections. Quite recently, we've had bilateral discussions with President Trump, and we've had the opportunity to focus on the outstanding relations between Turkey and the United States that date back a long time in history, which are very well rooted and which are quite happily reached a level of strategic partnership. The relations between Turkey and the United States have been erected upon common democratic values and common interests. Keeping our outstanding relations stronger than ever will be very important, not only for our common interests, but also stability of the globe and peace around the world. And I would like to thank President Trump for his very kind and cordial invitation, and I'm looking forward to hosting him in Turkey along with his entire family.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. We're going to go to meetings now. The relationship that we have together will be unbeatable. So thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
This is Mark Scalia. Ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that the Thanksgiving Eve turkey attack has no further significance than the holiday offering it was intended to be. Radio Irregardless, his own version of dressing up in a sheet, jumping out of a bush and saying boo. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the studio. But you will be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it. So good night, everyone. And remember the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, gobbling turkey attack that you heard so much of, it's just a joke. Nobody got hurt. It's just Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble, mother.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. It's been a fun show, guys. Thank you so much for being part of it. And happy Thanksgiving. And I do want to say before I get out of here and I'll let you know where I'm going to be, I do want to say my 2 weeks in Canada actually was very nice. And it helped me to reset and regroup, and which I think is always, you know, good. And I definitely want to say, I hope you guys are thankful. And I know that the world seems like it's going crazy and everybody's complaining about something and everybody hates somebody and everybody's got problems with somebody. But here's the thing. Just take a few minutes and, you know, everybody's thankful for this person and this thing and their toys and their money and their cars and their life and all that. The first thing I would say, be grateful, or the first thing I am grateful for, I should say, is me. I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful for the way I think, the way I behave, the way I look at the world. I think that I'm a good person. And I'm thankful for everybody in my life up to this point, at least, to help shape those ideas and those thoughts and those behavior things. So that's the first thing I think everybody would be. I think it might be very helpful for everybody if they did an internal look and say, I'm very grateful for who I am, and forgive, let things go, find out what's really important, what you really want to fight about, what you really don't. And you'd be surprised. You know, you might be happier. I mean, I'm a little happier. I mean, it's not because I was taking drugs in Canada, because they got a lot of drugs, but I didn't take any. At least that's what the drug test said. but I'm saying, but that's how I am. I'm very grateful for me first. And without me, I can't be grateful and thankful for everything else, which I am supremely thankful for. I'm grateful for this show, the my ability to go to another country freely and perform in front of thousands of people and, you know, make a living at it, and then come back to a house where my wife is, and she organized our photo albums, and she did an album of our wedding, and she did some photo, and then she vacuumed. And I know you're like, oh, she vacuumed, big deal. No, it's all these things. It's every single part. But I just don't take one day to be grateful. I'm thankful all the time. I'm grateful all the time. And I'm grateful for my cat. And then I was doing my bills and my computer. And then, you know, then it starts to expand. And then my car for taking me there. But I'm grateful for each and every single thing in my life, people in my life, my family, my friends, you know, especially my wife. My wife deals with me with, you know, almost as much as I deal with me. And she's listening. So you got to be nice. And she made a pie. And the running joke is, if I want any of my wife's pie, I better be good.
Not okay.
No.
God, you know, I don't know why this guy's wife isn't here. If I were her, I'd be here every show.
I know. She should be. She should be. She did. She made a couple pies, actually. But that's what I'm saying. So I'm very grateful for everything in my life, the people in my life. And I'm grateful for the ability to look at something maybe a little different, especially with politics and things like that. And just all we got to do is stop, you know, just relax a second, guys. Just take it down, relax. And, you know, everybody's going to overeat tomorrow, so it doesn't really matter. And all falls on deaf ears. So where am I going to be for the whole month of December? On Salem Trolley's A Christmas Carol in Salem, Mass. And if you want to go, salemtrolley.com, and click the special tours link. And that way you will be able to come to the shows and you could see me. You could see the whole cast. It's a great Christmas show. And as always, if you want to be a sponsor, a guest, leave a question or comment, email the show radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline 978-219-9294. Our next show will be December 18th. I won't be on it, but Ebenezer Scrooge will be. Hey guys, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoy. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.